Welcome to the Work Smart Club podcast, hosted by Dr. Cynthia Howard, executive coach and Lean Sigma Black Belt, and brought to you by Work Smart Consulting. Inside of you is the power to transform your world. You just have to unleash your potential. Get ready for strategies you can use right now. Leadership leverage you need.
Perspective is a way of thinking about something. And today we're going to talk about four important leadership perspectives so you can leverage your experience and your strengths. Now, our earliest life experience creates our perspective, but this gets challenged by all the people we meet who have a different point of view. For example, if you grew up struggling, you may decide that struggle is normal. And if there isn't any struggle, it might not feel right to you. So you actually end up creating struggles so it matches your point of view. So the perspective I want to talk about today, though, are four core views that any leader needs, regardless of where you are on the ladder. The degree which you focus on each of these perspectives is going to depend on the level of your leadership. So how will these perspectives help you? Let's say you're going for a promotion or expanded responsibilities. Knowing what these perspectives are will help you prepare your mindset so you can accommodate these new roles and responsibilities. And mindset is more than half of your battle as you develop your leadership strengths. How you think about something, your perspective around something, is what is going to determine how you approach it. So before we jump in, though, let's define leadership. So, and I would love to hear what your definitions are. You can visit us on Twitter at Dr. Cynthia Howard or go to our website, Work Smart, Think Different, and respond to that poll. But leadership is actually harder to define than you think because we can set up a definition, but it doesn't always predict how someone performs because current conditions don't always guarantee that someone is going to perform well in other conditions. But let's look at a few of the attributes that successful leaders have. First, they have a vision. They bring people together with this common vision or purpose. They model those behaviors they want you to see. They walk the walk. They're just not saying something and then doing something else. They encourage change and they help people challenge the status quo because they know that status quo is not going to advance the company's agenda and it's not going to advance individuals. We're not born to just stay in one place. We're born to learn, grow, and extend ourselves. Great leaders help people focus on the right things. So they're going to coach you and bring you back to where you need to be in terms of your focus. They build networks and they complete their projects. So those are just a few of the attributes. But it's true that even if a leader does all of these things, it doesn't always guarantee success. So here are some other factors that you want to consider as you develop those skills, those mindsets and attributes for your leadership journey, for your next level promotion, for your future success. And the biggest contributor to a leader's success is consistency. Being the same in the morning, in the afternoon, day to day, in pressure, under pressure, no pressure. So leaders that are consistent, they do what they say they're going to do, and they follow through on things. They hold up their promises, and you can talk to them about things that are going on at work. You don't have to feel afraid that today is the day that they're going to be lashing out, or maybe they're not available because they're hiding in their office. So this degree of consistency is really important. And the perspectives that we're going to talk about are going to help you develop that consistency. So another attribute is that leaders recognize that their people's skills really do matter. I mean, let's face it, that's what leaders do. They inspire people to do things that they may not want to do, but they inspire people to get things done so that the mission can be advanced. So in order to get people to jump on board and to voluntarily cooperate, leaders have to use their influence in a fair and transparent way in order to get people engaged. So they have to communicate clearly. And to communicate, they have to have a situational awareness. So let's jump in and talk about these four perspectives. One of the perspectives is competency. There has to be an awareness, a mindset around the skills and behaviors that define excellence. You have to know what they are, and we're going to go into more detail after I list the four. The second perspective is organization. Do you have a system-wide perspective? Can you look at the big picture as well as staying focused on the details? Third, you want the ability to balance. You have to be able to shift from people to tasks, from planning to doing. There's a natural tension between each of these functions, and leaders have to be able to balance this tension, which may make this one of the most difficult of all the perspectives, because we're all born with certain preferences. Some people are natural planners, and they don't necessarily relate to people as easily. So the tendency is to plan, and not communicate or bring people into the picture, as an example. But this is something that you're going to want to develop. And then finally, there has to be a process perspective. So great leaders have standards in place. They have internal business processes or processes that ensure functions are done correctly, that quality is maintained, and time and resources aren't wasted. So understanding and using these perspectives is going to help you be more consistent, because as you move through each perspective, it's going to deepen your situational awareness and your understanding of what's happening in the moment and what's happening within your world where you are at the level of management that you're working in. So let's break down each one just a little bit further. So the competency perspective is the view that there is a level of knowledge, skills, attitudes, and actions that leaders need to be successful. But they also understand that there is a knowledge base, skills, attitude, and actions that their staff need. So they know that there has to be a way to build that competency and to develop that competency, not only in themselves, but in their people. But you can't just develop your people if you're not willing to develop yourself. So do an inventory of what knowledge you have, what skills, attitude, and actions you have, and what are you good at. Now, one way you can do this is take your job description. And I would look at the job description that you want to be promoted into. What is your next level job description? What is standing out to you as you look at those roles and responsibilities? What knowledge, skills, and attitudes are you going to need in order to fulfill that job? And so write all that down and then evaluate yourself. How close are you to it on those different levels, knowledge, skills, attitude, and actions? And here's where you may want to pull in a coach, a trusted friend, and even ask your boss, provided that your boss is supportive of you seeking a promotion. Okay, so competency perspective takes into account what the knowledge, skills, attitudes, and actions are and what's needed in order to be an effective leader. So the next perspective is the organizational focus. This is your systems-wide view. This is the big picture. And this includes understanding, for example, the whole value stream map for your department or even your organization. And what are the various components of this? So even if you're not directly responsible for aspects of the value stream, and you probably won't be, I would still learn what they are and learn things about it, because that's how you're going to make yourself available for greater responsibility and increased promotion. So each level of this value stream requires its own set of responsibilities and roles. And one thing that stands out is how you communicate. For example, how you communicate with your team is going to be different than how you communicate with executives. For example, with your team, you want to build trust. You're going to have a more relaxed style. You may be conversing and talking more. Whereas with executives, you want to be very direct, focused to the point. You want to bring the data that is relevant to them and talk specifically about that. So as you develop this organizational-wide focus, and you look at those aspects of that value stream, just using communication as an example, there are different skills, knowledge, data that you're going to need to be aware of in order to consider that. Look at what are the challenges in the organization. Again, even if you're not directly responsible for these, being aware is going to help you as you build your network. Because building a network is one of the keys for successful leaders. They have a network so that as they grow in their leadership and their responsibility, they are moving and connecting with people that may be able to help them as they grow, but they provide help to those people along the way because there has to be reciprocity. So the next dimension that we want to talk about or perspective is balance. It could also be named agility or flexibility, but it's the ability to balance that tension between building relationships and achieving results. Now, relationships are absolutely key and critical, but as a leader, you are responsible for the outcome. So results are important. So as you balance between your planning and your doing, between developing the vision or performing the tactical functions, you need to be flexible. You need to know what is required in each area. As I build relationships, I need empathy. If I'm planning, I need to be able to think through what is happening. I need to be able to do a SWOT. I need a certain level of analysis. I need a future focus. Versus doing, you need skills in organization, execution. So we each actually have preferences for one or the other based on how we're built. It's just the way we're hardwired. So it's important to know how you are wired. This is one of the advantages, great advantages that comes out of coaching, because with Work Smart Coaching, for example, we provide a variety of assessments that are going to help you learn about your innate preferences for communicating, for thinking through data, what are your leadership archetypes, and help you look at what is natural and then help you build on that so you develop a very strong leadership brand. So check yourself, doing an inventory, so to speak. Are you falling into a habit of getting a lot done, but your people don't talk to you because they don't know who you are because you haven't made yourself known? So are you overly focused on results and think little about relationships? Or are you always planning, 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 and you never get anything done because you're stuck in overthinking or paralysis analysis? So check yourself and evaluate and see where you need to develop those skills. And then finally, the fourth perspective is that of a process perspective. And this is the dimension of having processes in place so people are doing what they need to be done in the same way, so that you have quality and consistency, and you are able to manage your resources, not only your time, but your people and your other resources, and you're not over or underspending. Standards are what strengthen a culture. They are what build that culture of excellence, and they are important as you look to hire new people and develop people as well as retain people. So the skills that leaders need to have a strong process perspective includes problem solving. And I bring this up because the tools in Lean Six Sigma are extremely versatile. They're excellent. They've been well tested, used all over the world. And I highly recommend that you learn some of these tools. We do have the Work Smart Library, which is set up with a number of these tools that you can use to apply to different situations. Plus, we have the platform, the network, where you can have these conversations in live coaching sessions and get questions answered. It's at a great price point, And I highly recommend you check that out at WorkSmartClubNetwork.com, because having these tools is going to make a difference in your ability to execute, to get things done, but also to be able to plan. They do provide that balance naturally because they engage people at an organic level, and they also walk you through a process to make sure you don't get stuck in overthinking. So these four perspectives are an overview of a set of frameworks that leaders need to bring themselves forward or their teams forward. And some of these may be difficult if you were stuck in a status quo mindset, or if you believe that people don't need standards, that people know what they're supposed to do. And I just, after working with hundreds of different groups and thousands of leaders, I can promise you that while people may know what to do, the level of distraction today is at an all-time high. And there is so much distraction that even the best intended people tend to cut corners or forget certain steps because of that distraction. So having a process perspective and having the entire four leadership perspectives is going to help you figure out how you are going to get your team engaged so that you can move your agenda forward. So let's continue this conversation in the Work Smart Club Network. I look forward to those coaching clinics where I can help you and your team move through different challenges and help you shape your perspective so that you can have an absolute dynamic leadership brand to advance your future and to develop your strengths as a leader. So check out Work Smart Club Network. We have a library of tools. You can learn the different Lean Sigma tools that are going to help you. You can have live discussions and really develop these perspectives and strengthen those areas so that you have what you need to succeed. So until the next time, stay energized and be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to the Work Smart Club podcast. We love our listeners and want to hear from you. Please join us at WorkSmartClubNetwork.com. Stay connected and subscribe to our show so you never miss any of the content. Leaving us a positive review lets everyone know we add value. We thank you for it.